Welcome back to Chairoch and Achiyomi. You are listening to Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Gimel with Yoshua Eisenberg. And let me be the third to welcome you to Sefer Shmuel, a very exciting Sefer. And in our exciting Perek, we learn of the first Nevuah, the first prophecy of Shmuel Hanavi. And as we spend the next few minutes talking about this very important Nevuah, I want to bring our attention to two things, namely the poetic beauty of Tanakh as it emerges from this particular Perek. And point number two is the sensitivity and the chashivos, the sense of significance that I want to argue the Navi surprisingly gives to the outgoing leader of Klal Yisrael, as you'll see what I mean. In Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph, the Navi tells us that Shmuel is serving Eli, and he's doing so at a time when Devar Hashem was yakar, that chazon was not nifratz, meaning Nevuah was not so common. Seeing visions was not widespread. Again, telling us about the level of Klal Yisrael at the time coming out of Sefer Shoftim, something that we've been talking about here so far. But the theme of vision and lack of vision continues into Pasuk Beis when the Navi tells us that Eli, regarding him, the Einav hechelu kehos lo yuchal liros, his eyes are becoming weak, he is unable to see. And lest you think that this is a coincidence, when Hashem eventually appears to Shmuel, his message to Shmuel regarding Eli HaKohen is that Eli HaKohen's family would not continue to be the leaders of the Kohanic tribe, not just due to the inappropriate behaviors of Chofni and Pinchas, the two sons of Eli, but particularly because it happened under Eli's watch, and in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Navi tells us, velo chihabam, that he did not kehab, which means to weaken them, he did not dim them. That is the same expression that the Navi used back here in Pasuk Beis to tell us that his eyes were kehab, that they were weak, kehos. And in Midrashim, we find that people who do not properly rebuke their children who are acting inappropriately, they eventually go blind, as the Midrash tells us about Yitzchak when it came to the behavior of Esav. People who look the other way when their children are acting inappropriately, they lose their ability to look at all. So on the one hand, it is very easy to see the blame and the fault of Eli HaKohen. And our Perek makes a point to contrast the vision of Shmuel to the lack of vision of Eli. In our Perek, the Navi tells us that three times Shmuel hears voices which he thinks are coming from Eli. He runs to Eli and asks him, you know, my master, what do you need? My father, what do you need? And Eli says, I didn't call you. Eli is the one that actually picks up that maybe Shmuel is receiving Nevuah, and of course the Nevuah is targeted at none other than Eli. Eli doesn't see it coming himself, Shmuel apparently does, before he even realizes it. And yet, I feel like the Navi actually pays a lot of respect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays a lot of respect nonetheless to Eli HaKohen. In Pasuk Gimel, the Navi tells us, V'ner Elokim terem yichbeh u'Shmuel shochev b'heichal Hashem. The candle of God did not yet extinguish when Hashem began to appear to Shmuel. Mepharshim talk about what candle this is referring to, what lamp, perhaps in the base of Migdash, the menorah. However, Al Pi Drash, the Radak, suggests that the candle is referring to none other than Eli. Based on the Pasuk in Koheles, Aleph Hey, which says, Vizarech Hashemesh Ubah Hashemesh, that one sun will begin to shine before the other sun sets. In other words, Hashem will not send off one tzaddik without introducing the next tzaddik. That Hashem won't put out the candle of Eli HaKohen before lighting the candle of Shmuel HaNavi. Say what you want about the ebbing and the dimming of the vision of Eli HaKohen. He is a Ner Elokim. He was the Gadol Hador. And he was the Gadol Hador at a time that was very difficult for Klal Yisrael, spiritually speaking. And when he hears from his Talmud that he will be leaving office and that his children won't make it out, Pasuk Yud Ches tells us, Vayomar, that Eli says, Hashem hu hatov be'enov ya'aseh, this is Hashem, whatever is good in his eyes he shall do. A stark contrast to what we saw in Sefer Shoftim, where everyone did what was fair and straight in their own eyes. The Malbim tells us that Eli HaKohen is being matzdik as adin. He's accepting the decree of Hashem for what it is, perhaps admitting that he no longer has the proper vision, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. What we can learn from these two incredible tzaddikim, these two neros, Shmuel Hanavi and his Rebbe Eli HaKohen.